If you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Oh, hi there. It's Nathan from MMA Legal. I'm trying to get hold of Jill Louise Peter. It's in regards to Scottish redress.
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
Hello?
Oh, hi there, Jill. It's just Nathan speaking from MMA Legal. You okay, darling?
Yeah. Good.
So, yeah, you have contacted us previously during regards to the Scottish redress of being in care.
Yeah. So I was in care when I was younger, and my friend that was also in care has just told me about since that I need to look into it.
Yeah, definitely. So I'll give you a bit of an explanation. Obviously, many children in care back in the past, whether it's Scotland, England, Wales, etc., were mistreated, were abused. It doesn't need to be sexual. It could be it could be mental, it could be emotional. They could have witnessed things that they shouldn't have witnessed. There's many different ways we can get this compensation for you. So it's very, very straightforward. We're not clutching at straws or anything like that. We know that 99% of people involved have sort of been through abuse. So just in case we're running through some simple details for around 10 minutes, would that be okay, Joe?
Yeah, that's fine.
Fantastic. So I've got you down as Jill with a J.
Yeah,
okay. So my system's just froze. I do apologise.
Just
lock me out. I'll log back in. Surname's Peter, yeah?
No, it's actually Allen. A-double-L-A-N. But I hate using my surname because I don't have a relationship with my family, so I feel like I don't even want to be associated with them.
No, so fair enough. We completely understand. So is Alan what's on your birth certificate?
My birth certificate is right, but I've been Alan since I was like 12 or something. Like it is done to
so you're
people.
Not...
It is legal.
Yes.
My passport
so your name
is Alan.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's spot on then. Is your preferred name Jill?
Yeah.
Wonderful. And is this your best contact number?
Yeah.
Okay. So the average claim for a Scottish redress is around £48,000. So it's quite substantial, quite a large amount of money. And as I say, it's quite simple to claim it back for you. Okay?
Okay.
Can you just confirm your date of birth, please, Jill?
It's 28/09/1989.
Excuse me. And then the best email address is the one we've got. Is it allenjill56@gmail.com?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right, okay. Is your title Miss or Mrs?
Miss.
M-I-S-S.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Phone number, there we go. Right, okay. Can you confirm your current postcode, please, Jill?
It's AB526JQ.
So AB52?
Yep. 6JQ.
JQ, sorry.
Yeah.
JQ, there we go. And the door number, please?
It's number 4.
Number 4, and what's the street name?
Charles Street.
Charles?
Charles Street, yeah.
Got you. Okay, now if you go quiet at any point, I've not gone anywhere, I'm just filling in details, Jill,
okay? Yeah.
All right. So, you don't have any sort of terminal illness, do you?
No, I don't.
Fantastic, so yeah. Now, with it being quite a large amount of money, just in the rare occasion that if somebody wasn't, you know, was to pass away while the money is being processed, you do need to add a beneficiary.
Okay.
Would that be your partner?
Yeah.
What's your partner's name, sorry?
His name's Jack Peter. Are you going to clip
Peter
to
with
it?
A net on without?
Pardon?
Pardon?
I said, are you going to
click
to it? My name's Jill and his name's Jack. Everybody always laughs.
Oh, no. You know what? I didn't even notice. I was thinking, what's she even? What's she had about here? I'm confused.
I thought, no, his name's Jack Peter.
Did you go up a hill together? I bet you've been up and down that hill a few times.
Oh, wow, we've been up a few.
Anything like being my missus. Okay, do you want Jack's phone number, please, for me, please, Alan?
Seconds. Buddy, hold on, I'm talking. How come kids only start talking to you when you're on the phone?
It's like some sort of sixth sense they have, like, right, I need to speak to my mum now.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, we'll have about 20 questions as well at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's 07548.
Yep.
8599.
Yep.
3-5. 3-5,
fantastic, okay. Let's save that there for you. Right, okay. So I'm just going to go into the care settings. So what we'll do is we'll start off with the first place that was in care. Just the name of that place. Do you recall what it was called?
Cobble Hall. C-O-B-L-E-H-A-U-G-H.
H-A-U-G-H, yeah?
Yeah, so it sounds like Cobble Hall, but it's Cobble Hall.
Yeah, very similar. I did type Hall when you said it.
Yeah.
I've removed it now. And is that in Aberdeen, is it? Or?
That's in Aberdeenshire.
Aberdeenshire. So I'm just typing that in, it's...
That's
right. Taking a bit of a minute. When we get bad weather in Manchester, which is pretty much all the time, it makes computers slower.
it's terrible here as well. We've had a few sunny days and now it's back to garbage, yeah.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
No.
Okay, that's fine. And do you remember what year you went into that care centre? Just a rough guess.
About 12, so what would that be, 89 and 12? 2001? 2001? Yeah, something. It was around about that.
Around 2001, and were you there for a year, a few months, or...?
I think I was there for, like, 9 months, maybe.
9 months, so...
Yeah.
So it was around a year, then, that's fine.
Yeah.
Do you recall the names of the people involved for any form of abuse, even if it's just the first name?
Not there. I didn't really go through any abuse there. It was the next place I went to.
Okay, so we'll cross that off then, so obviously it wouldn't qualify.
Okay.
So what's the name of this other place we're referring to?
Oak Bank.
Oak Bank, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, and what year was that? Would that have been also 2001, 2002?
So that would have been, that was maybe into 2002. So, yeah, from 2002 until... I think I was there for like 2 and a bit years, maybe.
So I'd say about 2004 to 2005, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And again, do you recall any names for any people involved from that one?
Peter McNally.
Peter, I saw McNally.
McNally.
Okay. Was it just this Peter?
That was a physical abuse thing, and then there was two male staff members that would like slap the girls' bums and make sexualized comments and stuff. One of them was called Tarquin Anderson.
Tarquin, do you know how you spell that?
T-A-R-Q-U-I-N.
Anderson, did you say?
Yeah.
Anderson, yes, I've got that.
I only know the surname of the other guy. The first name of the other guy, sorry. His name was Tristan.
How do you spell that?
T-R-I-S-T-A-I-N. I'm not sure. I'm guessing.
So what? Let's try that again, because I didn't hear it properly. What was the first letter? Was it a C for Charlie?
T. T. Tristan.
T for Tango.
Tristan.
Tristan, yeah?
Tristan. Yeah, something like that.
Tristan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long time, and it's not what it, yeah. I'll put Tristan, there we go. Okay.
I've got such a terrible memory. I've had, like, quite a hugely traumatic life. So I've disassociated so hard that I don't remember, like, a lot of my life. It's crazy.
No, I completely understand. Okay. So what I'll do now is I'll just tick off a few boxes. So if I do go quiet at this point, just ticking a few...
Okay.
Excuse me, a few things off for you. Okay, redress time. There we go. Okay, so we're going to the statement section now, okay? So this section is just about the sort of abuse that you've experienced. As we say, this is all confidential between me, you, and the legal team. We'll never obviously speak these words to anybody else other than...
Okay.
When needed, you know, with people involved. So you obviously mentioned physical abuse.
Yeah, so Peter McNally, like, in Oak Bank, they were allowed to restrain us.
It was allowed.
Well, they said they were allowed. I'm not sure if it's true or not. But I only ever got restrained once. And during that, Peter McNally, he picked me up, like he grabbed my ankles and pulled them out, and I landed on my face. That is not appropriate. I also, I don't know if you deal with this, but while I was in there also, the kids used to jump out windows, right?
Yeah.
And so there had been a girl that had smashed her face off a wall and all sorts. So they put like locks on our window so we could only open them a little bit. But they didn't do it on all the windows. So I ended up falling out my window and ended up in hospital with two broken feet and a broken back. Because they didn't have this place all safe.
Yeah, so were you like just looking out the window and then because it wasn't safe you fell out?
Yeah, I was speaking to people outside that had run away, but I was just, I was inside and came out the window. But my window was one of the ones that they never bothered to put the lock things on. They only did the certain windows.
I'm going to type that in, obviously it's a long one, safety, and she fell out and broke two ribs, yeah?
No, I crushed both of my heels, and I crushed two vertebrae on my back together.
Okay, okay. Sorry to hear that. Sounds quite painful.
It is these days. Honestly, I feel like an old woman.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty much the same age myself. I was born in 90, so I've got a bad back now as we speak, sat down all day. My back aches quite a lot.
Oh, it's a nightmare, isn't
Getting
it?
On, aren't we?
Feel the age now. For sure.
Honestly. So in terms of Peter McNally, he grabbed you by the ankles and he's pulled you. Did he pull you out of a bed or?
No, so like I was standing up and he came up behind me, grabbed my ankles and like wheeped them out from under my feet so that I landed on my face. Like I just hit the ground. Do you know what I'm saying? Am
I
explaining this right?
I can see. Yeah, definitely. I can visualize what's happened. So
yeah.
Again, I was going to type that in. So he grabbed you by the ankles from behind.
Yeah. And just pulled them from there. I don't know what other words to use.
Standing, sort of sweeping you off your feet in a sense.
Yeah.
And smashed her face off the floor. Okay, so that's like the main sort of physical situation you've had with discussed. Is there some form of like sexual abuse with these other idiots involved?
Yeah, so the other two would make sexualized comments all the time and would like smack your bum when you walked past them. And it like this creeps me out quite a lot. Right? Once I left care, the guy Tarquin found me on social media and was sending me inappropriate pictures.
Bloody hell. Disgusting, honestly.
Well, that just makes you think, like, I was 13 when you were looking after me, and you're like, acting like, no, it doesn't sit right with me.
No, it's paedophilia, isn't it, at the end of the day?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
It wasn't just me either. It was like all the girls. They were awful. Really awful.
Yeah, they shouldn't. There's no putting it down, in all honesty, don't they, between me and you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Putting it right down. People like that just don't be, they don't deserve to be on this face of the earth. It's just,
oh, absolutely. And then you'll see the next someone in the paper that got caught with a joint or something, and they get jail, and the pedos get off with everything.
Yeah, well, they make a Facebook post and they go to jail now. But these paedophiles, suspended sentences and stuff like that. Absolutely insane. So it would smack. It's like smacking your bum, making sexual comments, stuff like that,
Sexual
comments.
And they were, like, waiting in the corridors for you. Like, so it was like, there was, like, a load of showers. And they would, like, specifically stand outside your shower, waiting for you to come out. I don't know what the hell they were doing. But, yeah, creepy old man.
Yeah. Wait for girls to shower to watch them.
Because essentially the shower rooms was just a shower. There was no place for you to essentially get dried and dressed. So the girls especially, I think, like, were having to run back to their room in a towel, and these guys are like standing.
Yeah. So just going into how you sort of feel after that, I'm guessing you probably suffer from, you know, several different types of sort of mental illnesses, in the sense like anxiety, you know, not trusting people, things like this.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. Yeah. I suffer such bad anxiety, and really, really bad depression. I mean, it's not just from that, but it's just a contributing.
It's going to be
factor.
A massive reason.
Absolutely.
Massive, I mean, yeah, I also suffer anxiety and OCD. I struggle with it daily, so, so I can completely relate to that, in a sense. I mean, my experiences are from that, but I've had, you know, problems in my time as well. And it's so hard to get over, isn't it? It's really very difficult to live with as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. So, but this has massively affected her life.
It has.
Her life. Okay. So. Right, okie dokie. So what I'm going to do now for you, Jill, is I'm going to generate it a little bit better so it sounds more thorough, more wordy.
Yeah.
So that just takes me a minute or two, so we'll pop you on hold while I do that. I've not gone anywhere. In the meantime, are you actually on WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Yeah. But for the redress, Scotland Redress, they're going to need photo ID and proof of address.
Okay.
Would you have that to hand by any chance?
Yeah.
Get it, mate.
Yep.
So what I'll do is I'll pop you a message now saying, hi, it's Nathan. If you can send me a photograph of your passport or driver's license or something like that, and then a letter that's got your name on it and the address,
I've got my, my tenancy agreement I could send you.
That's perfect. Is that a recent one in the last 3 months?
No, it wouldn't have been. My tenancy agreement is like 2 years ago or something.
Yeah, it would need to be a recent one. So the letter needs to be dated within the last 3 months. What okay. some people do is they'll go online, they'll go to the bank statement and take a screenshot of it and send it through that way.
Okay.
You can do that or like a utility bill that you've got online. Okay. But as I say, that's just to confirm it's you, so we know we're paying you, basically, when it comes to
yeah.
All right, so I've sent you the WhatsApp. I said, you can send that over now. In the meantime,
I'll
generate the report.
Do you want both pages of the passport or just the picture page?
It depends on the age of the passport. If it's one of the new ones, they like to see the full sort of A4 of it, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah. So, it's been since we had a king. Not that much.
So it's a recent. Yeah. So what you best off doing with that one, Jill, is take a photo where you can see the bottom half where it's got your name, your face, etc. And then above it, it's like a blank page, but it's some information on that you need to see. So just take a photograph of both of them pages, and that will qualify the ID for you. And then it's just a letter. Okay? So what I'll do, Jill, is I'll leave that with you for a minute. I'll just pop you on hold. I'll generate the report a little bit better for you. I'll be back in a second, okay?
Sweet, do you want a pack of buttons? Or a frog? Eh? Buttons or a frog? I don't have puddles, you know that.
Hi there, Jill, I'm back again. Thanks for that. Oh, yeah, okay. So that looks good. Yeah, spot on. And then
perfect.
Bank statement seems a little bit blurry.
Is it?
No, it's actually all right when I zoom in. I've not got my glasses on as well, so I'm zooming in. It looks all right. my glasses are broken. I've got sellotape on them, to be honest, at home, so I'm not wearing them in public.
I need glasses.
Have you had an eye test or?
Not for a long, long time. I know I need glasses.
Yeah.
The age thing again.
I mean, I got mine tested about 3 years ago, and then I put them on. It felt like everyone's in HD. I could see everything that plays.
I
haven't been knocked on.
I need to go to Costco and get one.
Yeah, it's worth doing, honestly. Right then, Jill. So, thank you for sending the IDs over. That is perfect.
Uh-huh.
That's fine. We won't need to bother you again for an ID. The final piece of the jigsaw is you would have received a link via a text message. Have you seen that come through?
Please sign your document.
That's the one, yes. All you need to do is click on the link, scroll down to the bottom to the big white box, Do a little signature with your finger. It doesn't need to be perfect or anything. And then press the blue button that says execute document, and we're pretty much done for now.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is just load. Oh, there we go. There you go. Yeah.
Is that completed now, yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you for that. I do appreciate it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read something out very quickly, and then I'm going to let you go, Joe. All right?
Okay.
So what will happen is the legal team will they'll give you a phone call in the next 10 working days just to see that you know, that you're happy with everything, discuss further kind of thing, okay?
Uh-huh.
The claim is completely no win, no fee, so it will never, ever cost you anything. And they take up to 20% for the work they do. So if you got offered £100,000, they'd get £20,000 and you get
£80,000. Surely you don't get... what did you say the average amount was?
The average amount's £48,000 at the minute.
Jesus Christ. Is actually, so that's life-changing.
It is definitely so. I mean, it's not going to, you know, it's not going to change anything and probably how you feel and what you've been through. But it's just compensation for what you've been through. So, you know, you can take yourself on holiday here or there.
Before I ended up in care, I was knocked down by a drunk driver, and I was granted compensation, and my mum and my stepdad decided to use it to start his business, and it was money for me to get my, because it messed up my mouth and my teeth straight. So that money was supposed to be for me to for my dental needs as I grew, but they sent it. So I'm in a situation just now where I'm like more than desperate to go get my teeth fixed, and I just don't have the finances.
It's not cheap, is it? No,
it's horrible, isn't it?
Definitely. I had saved up enough money,
and then, oh, you're never going to believe this. You're going to think I'm making stuff up in a minute. So I'd saved up. I was just waiting to start looking at flights and stuff, and I had a house fire.
Wow.
I had a house fire. I lost my dogs and my cat and everything I owned. Didn't have insurance. Had to start again from scratch at 34. That was hard.
Bless you. God.
So, yeah, honestly, I've been desperate for my
TCs. Well, you know, you've been through a lot. So I do hope this works out for you. As I say, we won't be wasting our time as well. If we didn't know, we could win for you, basically. All right?
Yeah.
So we're very confident in winning. As I say, the money's there. It's just a case of getting the money. With what you said to me, you've definitely been subject to abuse and care. So you should be perfectly fine to receive that compensation. All right?
Okay.
Now, the time frame estimation is around 9 to 12 months. So unfortunately, we've got the money today for you. For the next 9 to 12 months, you should receive that compensation. So it's something to look forward to. And then you can actually finally get your teeth sorted out, you know, which is...
God, that would change my life entirely right now, do you know that? Like, because I don't even socialise because I'm worried that people are going to see my teeth and think that it's because of drugs or something else. And so I hold myself back in every aspect of my life just now just because of my teeth. It's horrible.
Honestly, I'm not happy with my teeth. I'm not comfortable with my teeth, just like the quite stain and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I want to go to Turkey's and get mine done eventually. So I might see you there, eh?
Yeah, definitely. Were you in care too? You didn't get
I wasn't, no. I can't say unfortunate because it's obviously not nice, is it? But I'll have to save up for mine. But more than happy that, you know, you're going to put it to good use. You're going to, you know, you can look forward to it and you know what you're going to get with it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just going to read this out for you, Jill. So there's basically three different ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. You can instruct ourselves under a private agreement. We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme. So if you choose us, it would be classed as a private agreement. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically what that means is it's no win, no fee. We'll get as much money back as possible for you. Okay? It does work out in your best interest.
Well, it works out for, I guess, the company as well, because the more they get, the more they get.
So that's the good thing about a no win, no fee. So rather than settling at £10,000, they could ask for, you know, hypothetically £100,000, and they'll get more, and you'd get more. Yeah. Everybody's a winner, you know?
Absolutely.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Were you in care with any siblings or anything like that, or was you alone?
No, I was on my own.
On your own. Okie dokie. Just because, obviously, most people say it was with my brother or sister, and then we help them out. Obviously, not the case for you.
Yeah.
But, the legal team will contact you in the next 10 working days, all right?
Okay.
Now, in the meantime, you've got me on WhatsApp, so if you need me for absolutely anything, do not hesitate. Pop me a message, and I'll give you a phone call when I get a minute, all right?
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
No, it's been a pleasure, honestly. So, as I say, do not hesitate to contact me for anything, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, darling. All right, you enjoy your weekend, and I'll speak to you soon. Thank you, darling. You take care.
So it's not, that's the concern that you are getting. I'm not sure it's fine.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just.
Come on, dear. Come on, dear. It's a record.